broken.
Okay, that was awesome. So that was so.
Welcome, Zane.
But wait, guy. Welcome to an episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Jabadomi, and this should be... Is this episode 10 or episode 9? I believe it's episode 10. Let me know, guess it. I guess if I get the number wrong, I'll have to cut that part out. But this should be episode whatever number, right? I'm your host, Jabadomi. And then this topic... today's topic or today's whatever is, are there actual steps to discovering your purpose in life? So I first want to greet you, introduction. I didn't know how to sound nice. I guess it's been long. It's been long since I actually recorded a long episode. Like I would consider a long episode like 30 minutes above or like 25 minutes or whatever. So it's been long since I recorded a long episode. So I'm still kind of getting myself there, but then I guess this will be the introductory part. How are you guys doing? How is everything? So I want to be more consistent or just like switch it up a little. You get what I mean? Like, just make it more. I don't want to make it too serious, like. Although it's serious, but then I don't think it's too serious. I think I recorded a short before this one, where I explained everything. I think maybe how I'm feeling or something, right? So I guess most of I had short before you hear this one, so you kind of understand where I'm coming from, right? So I just wanted to greet you, introduction. So I guess you want to expect my exciting stuff on this podcast. I want to make sure that what I'm saying on the podcast or the episodes or whatever is something that will actually help you, not just like random love or whatever, right? It's one thing to have a podcast that is actually something important, that is nothing for anybody can make a podcast. Anybody can make a podcast, that's it. But then it has to be informative. But if you're listening to any podcast for that long, it has to captivate you too, it has to be funny and stuff like that. So I just want to make it a little more exciting that you'd be like, okay, this is guy dropping an episode, or just listen to it. So probably saying some important stuff, but then it's funny, it's hysterical, and stuff like that. Sure. So I guess I'll just greet you. How are you doing? How is everything? How is your life? How is your life actually going? Are you happy with it? I think I read a book. I think I read a book today. Not a book. I'm reading the book since, but then I read the part in the book where the guy was like, if you want to actually be happy in life, can you actually be happy in life? You need to ask yourself the question, like, do you actually want to be happy in life? And if you answer that question, like, yes, I want to be happy in life, no matter the circumstance, right, you will actually be happy in life. But then you just need to overcome the challenges, of course. It's not like it's that easy, right? But then, I never sat down and I wondered, like, is this the kind of life I want to live? Is this what's is really destined for me? Or do you have this kind of feeling in your heart like there should be more to this? Because I personally used to have that feeling. I have a feeling once in a while, right, when I have that feeling in my life, when I have that feeling in my inner spirit, that's my soul, it's my inner soul, where it's like this feeling of meaningless. But then I will talk about that later in my episode. But then I used to have this kind of feeling like, is this what my life is? Like, this is all I can do in life. Like, there has to be more for me than this. Yeah, this feeling of like your soul wants to advance. Like, your soul knows that you're better than this and stuff like that. But you just have to know what you want to do with that, like your soul or your life or whatever, and stuff like that. Yeah, it's not that deep. It's not that deep. It's actually deep though. But then I'm just saying it's not that deep. So you won't just go into like one mass. It's definitely something that everyone experiences once in a lifetime. It's something that somebody get in touch with. But then I will get to that point in this thing. I get to that point in the episode where we actually talk about how we get to that point in life where you sit down, you are at your lowest of your lows. You sit down and you're like, there has to be more to life than this bullshit. There has to be more to life than what I'm facing right now. You'll have that kind of feeling in your head, in your mind, something like that. Right? Everybody has that feeling. Everybody gets that feeling once in life, kind of something. But then there are specific instances that make you get that feeling. And then we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. So my first point is like, what is purpose exactly? Like when somebody asks you, like, are there actual steps to discover your purpose? When I mean by purpose, I mean like purpose in life. I mean like purpose for something. I mean purpose in life exactly. And like, what is your purpose exactly? What's the meaning of purpose itself? And then the purpose is really the reason why something is being done, right? So when we now put two and two together, just put 2 + 2 together, right? And then we now see what was the purpose of your life. And the purpose of your life has been a reason for you to live every day. Yeah, like you say the purpose of your life. The reason for you to wake up in the morning, like, okay, this is what I'm living today, this is what I'm going to live tomorrow, this is what I'm going to live next tomorrow, until the day I die. Not until the day I die, sorry. That's why you had to say die then. And then you kind of be like, there has to be a reason for you to believe in. Basically, the definition of someone that doesn't have a reason for living is an NPC. You're just not playing the game of life. You're a non-playable character. Drifting as the event goes. Of course, you're supposed to accept events and stuff like that, but that's the point. The point is that you're not even forging your own path. You're not like, okay, this is what I'm supposed to do in life. You're just going as the wind blows. Okay, this is where the wind blows. This is where the wind blows. Tomorrow is where the wind blows. You have a decision to make, and then like, boom, you just close your left, and like, oh shit, let's go again. You just go to the left, and you just close it to the left, and then you're in predicaments. So like, oh my god, life is so unfair. But literally, you're not doing anything to change up. You're not doing anything to change your circumstances. You just complain. That's the thing. You just complain. You're like, oh my god, life is unfair. You see people living their lives, living their best lives, and you're not actually angry, because there's this point that is this guy I usually listen to, and you always say this stuff that people do not hate me. Like the guy is the most successful guy. I think he's 22 years old, right? And then it was like, people do not hate me. They hate the fact that they could be me, but they are not me. Like, that phrase or sentence is just enough to like make you understand that people do not hate me personally. They just hate the fact that I am somebody that they could have been or they could be, but they are not there yet, and that's why they hate me. So the NPCs are not the people that are like just random ass people that just do random ass stuff, random ass events. And then there's no how that you know me in this life, but you know somebody that is actually living their life. Maybe I'm just an NPC. There's no how you're not going to differentiate. And now the question is, do you want to be an NPC, or do you want to actually play the game of life? You know, that's the question you want to first ask yourself before you even continue the podcast or continue the podcast forever. You want to ask yourself, do you want to actually forge your own path? Do you want to actually do something meaningful, or do you just want to live life like everybody else? And then that feeling of meaninglessness, that's the feeling, that's literally the feeling most people feel every day. It's like, the feeling is kind of, you only feel that feeling when you're bored. That feeling is like the boredom feeling. You only feel it when you're bored. That feeling is specifically for pride. That feeling that you're like, oh my god, what am I doing? Like, you're bored and you're sober. You're just like, oh, I'm ready right now. What's the point of going to stay? And the thing is that, the truth about the whole issue is that, first of all, let's first get started. A lot of people cannot face that thought. A lot of people cannot sit with themselves for like an hour, just playing them, just them and their thoughts. Because I think when you want to first kind of understand that, when you first want to understand is that your thoughts are not you, actually. You're just your consciousness. You're just the person that is aware that, okay, I'm in this body, okay, my name is Jova, and I have brown eyes, and I do a podcast. I create some stuff and that, and you're just the person that is inside the body. You're just aware of, you're just aware of reality. You're aware of life. You're aware of the body, whatever. You're just the consciousness. And then when you kind of realize that you are just your consciousness, you kind of see the broader perspective. That can you not be thinking and then hear voices? The fact that you can hear voices in your head when you are not doing anything, when you're seeing the voices out, the voices just keep going in my head and stuff like that. That means your thoughts aren't actually you. They just pass through your mind, and then you're just aware of them at some instant in time, right? And then subconscious, conscious mind, whatever. I don't want to get too into it, right? But then when you kind of see the perspective that a lot of people cannot see to their thoughts because they cannot fathom what their thoughts are saying. Thoughts are saying negative stuff, this and that, this and that. And then you have to read this kind of spiritual, you have to read this kind of spirituality where you're able to analyze your thoughts. You're able to shun your thoughts, not in any kind of way. You cannot tell your thoughts to stop actually, but then you can stop being aware of them. That's a different episode for you. Differently, I would like to say differently for a different thing. I think that pertains more to spirituality. Spirituality of letting go of this and that, your soul, your mind, your heart, your this and that. it's confusing though, but then when you kind of understand, you see that your thoughts aren't you, you're just the observer of your thoughts. And that's when and that rule of philosophy goes when that you don't control anything other than your reason, choice, your perception, your opinions, your thoughts. Let's say your thoughts or your actions and stuff like that, what you choose to do and things like that, right? So going back to what I was trying to say, right? Then you kind of feel this meaningless kind of stuff, like what am I doing my life kind of feeling. But then a lot of people cannot face that thought. A lot of people cannot face reality. A lot of people cannot face reality that okay, well, I'm actually shit. I'm not saying anybody shit, but then I'm actually not doing anything substantial in my life. And then they're like, okay, well, people just put on headphones. They'll be like, okay, I don't listen to my thoughts. Don't listen to me 24/7. A lot of people just drown it all in social media and just the dopamine or whatever, just the instant joy from just being on social media and stuff like that. But then nobody wants to face that thought and face reality that's going on inside their head. Head that carry with them everywhere. You kind of head everywhere you go 24/7. That head is with you, but you cannot face the head. You would rather face something outside your body, outside your control. And that's when meditation comes, when you meditate. So meditation is basically just closing your eyes, focus on your breathing, like breathing and out, breathing and out, breathing and out. And then you let your thoughts pass by, but then you don't do anything to them. You want to make sure you're as aware as possible. Of course, you're going to like fall into the thoughts before you get aware of that it's a thought. Then as the thought comes, you fall into it. You now get yourself, you get your control back, you get your breathing back. You now kind of analyze the thoughts. And most of the meditation, most of the thoughts you see is coming from your subconscious, right? Most of your subconscious thoughts, you don't really get to see them in your day-to-day life. You just want that break into your conscious. Like, you're just doing something random, like, oh shit, I've been meeting by 6. That, like, these thoughts that was in your subconscious just broke into your conscious. You had enough energy to break into your conscious and you're aware of it, that okay, I had a meeting by 6, right? So most of the thoughts that see, our thoughts are being in your subconscious. Most of the thoughts you hear when you're meditating or whatever, thoughts are being in your subconscious. So what you want to do when you meditate is just analyze the thought and understand yourself, kind of something like that. Just about basic understanding yourself. And then the more you understand yourself, the more calm you can be, the more you can now understand which kind of situation you can deal with, kind of story you cannot deal with, how you can move forward with your life, stuff like that. That's another episode. Right, I think I'm missing away from the whole purpose thing. But what I'm trying to say is that a lot of people feel this meaningless feeling, like, what am I actually doing in my life? But then a lot of people don't face it. They just drown themselves in whatever. They don't want to face the reality that you should be doing something more with life than this, right? And then the question we want to ask ourselves are there actual steps to discover your purpose? Like, is there like a rule set in stone that, okay, this is what I want to do by this age, I've done this, by this age, I've done that? Personally, I don't think there's a rule or there's like specific set of rules to discovering yourself, but I believe that is a framework for discovering yourself or discovering your purpose. Discovering your purpose is kind of like, it's kind of discovering yourself in a way, discovering who you are, what you stand for. Because a man that stands for everything stands for nothing. You're just an NPC, unfortunately. If you stand for nothing, if you stand for everything, you stand for nothing. You're just an NPC, unfortunately. I'm sorry to tell you, but then I have to tell you sometimes. I think the next point I have is that it goes back to self-improvement, right? The fact that you want to improve yourself every day, and that I think that's where you kind of discover your main purpose in life. When you be like, okay, I want to like be serious in my life, and be like, okay, this is what I want to be doing every day, this is what I'm doing every day. And then I have some personal rules I could share with you. I have some personal rules which are not like laid groundwork or anything. right? You probably want to do your own research, or if you trust me enough that you want to follow the rules, that's good. This is something that I personally went through, right? So it's just from my own experience. I would say that I left the matrix. Like I left the matrix, I think that's the controversial. I would say that I woke up 2021. That was like I'd say month after my birthday. I think in 2021 I was 16. For my birthday I was 16, and then it was when I turned 17 that I kind of woke up. And personally, a lot of people wake up earlier. People wake up 14, 15, whatever. Wake up to the reality that are shit. Right? You just have to be truthful with yourself sometimes. Wake up to your eyes that you're not doing anything useful with your life, and wake up, not like wake up in the morning, you can brush your teeth, but like wake up in your mind that okay, like I'm actually doing anything important, right? A lot of people wake up earlier. People's timelines are different depending on the situation, right? People's timelines are different depending on the situation, right? But then I woke up because there is this specific event or action that has to happen to you now. How am I going to structure it so that you get the full perspective here? An event has to happen to you that will destroy you. When I mean by destroy, I don't mean like kill you exactly, but then it will destroy you mentally, physically, spiritually. Mentally, spiritually, physically. Like, it will destroy you completely. Like, this event, whatever the event is, destroy it completely. If you look at everyone that has ever been successful, everyone that has woken up from life, wherever, everybody that has woken up, they have this specific thing that happens to them that like, oh shit, this is a wake-up call for me that I should be doing something better than this. They have a specific event, and mostly the event is like devastating. It has to break you for you to understand that I've been doing shit badly since. That the event has to destroy, like destroy. It has to destroy. And most of the event for guys is probably just heartbreak. Heartbreak is the event for guys. Mostly heartbreak, or mostly wake up call that maybe maybe not make them not bring up and it's a very tragic event. But let's see now that somebody's parent died. Okay, now the person has to step up. That like a wake up call. That event is tragic. Broken mentally, broken spiritually, physically, whatever. It's like, okay, she has to take charge. Other events could happen, but most of the events happen with heartbreak. My event was heartbreak, right? I think I've talked about it before, but then I'm going to see it. That's been like 2 years ago now. I think I'm good now. I'm very good now. But what I'm trying to say is that the event has to destroy you in some certain way. For you to now sit down and understand that, okay, I have to actually start doing something in my life, right? And then from that event, now start thinking about, you have to sit with yourself, kind of basically. You have to know what you like. What you like is, I think what you like is going to determine how you move forward with it. But then there's another thing about passion, whatever, passion, do your passion work, do your passion this, do your passion that. Personally, everybody thinks that everybody out there that is making money, that says to follow their passion and stuff like that, things that is really that kind of easy. But the truth about it is that you are going to do a lot of stuff in life that you don't like. Now, you're either going to lie to yourself that I want to follow my passion, you're going to do it because you need to do it, right? So that's another thing to like take note of. So I've been in situations where personally I like to program, I like to create stuff with technology or whatever, right? I basically love technology, right? But then Lionel say that somebody wants to offer me money to do something, and I'm like, okay, this is going on to my passion, and I'm doing this, and I don't want to shut up, man. Like, literally shut up. And some things that you think that, okay, I don't do this, so I'm going to stand my principle and stuff like that, but there are some things that you just need to do. Like, there's a fine line between passion and necessity. And the thing about passion work, passion is that they usually calm your mind. You would think that people that are successful, whatever, they just follow that passion. That's just silly. That to me compromises. Although in the grand scheme of things, it's still something I'd love to do. But then they have to make a lot of compromises. Be like, okay, it's not what I want, but then I have to do it. It's a necessity for me. The thing is that life wants you to succeed, but then if life wants you to succeed, right? Nobody ever said it was going to be easy. First of all, nobody ever said it was going to be a straightforward path. So people complaining about it not being straightforward or easy is really just bullshit, because nobody ever told you that when they give birth to you, it's not even the Bible that okay, everybody should have it easy. If you're not having it easy, you should complain about it. No, it's really not there. So there's even no point complaining about it, that okay, life is hard, because that's it. If everything was easy, if it was easy to make $1 million, everyone would have $1 million. That's just basic science of it. That's just basic science of it. If it was easy to be a basketballer, everyone would be a basketballer, right? If it was easy, no, I wouldn't say basketball, because people can be like, I don't like basketball, and so like, but then I think everybody wants money. But if it's easy to make $1 billion, everyone should be making $1 billion. But then it's not easy. So that actually says something, right? And then the thing about it is that you must be observant. Like, you want to do something that you like, though, but then I would say that it's something that you like that's going to sustain you, honestly, because you cannot actually be in a job that you hate. It's going to affect you mentally, spiritually, whatever. You have something that you like, but then you have to just make compromise. Don't be overshadowed by okay, passion. You have to actually make compromises in life, and I guess that's life for you, right? So you must be observant. You have to be observant of yourself. And another thing for discovering your purpose is that you have to be self-aware. You have to know what you want. You have to be able to sit down with yourself and tell yourself the truth. If you're fat, I'm not for shaming, but if you're fat, forget the oh my god, you're beautiful, oh my god, you're gorgeous, don't mind them, girl, you're slaying. You need to be very honest with yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and be like, am I fat? Yes, I'm fat. Can I do something about it? Yes, I can do something about it, right? You don't need to be lying to yourself that, oh my god, I'm gorgeous, I'm pretty. You might be pretty, and you're fat. That's fine. I personally, it's you, do your own thing. But then, what I'm trying to say is that you need to be very honest with yourself. Never lie to yourself, please. Do not lie to yourself. If you're angry and you're like, oh my god, you're thinking to yourself, you need to be observant and be self-aware. I'm like, okay, why am I angry with myself? And you're like, in your mind, you know that you're angry because you're jealous that she did something or she's talking to this guy or this and that. But you know what, tell yourself that no, it's because you fucked up. Bro, you are angry because you're jealous. Do not lie to yourself. Number one rule of discovering your purpose, don't lie to yourself, please. Number one rule of being self-aware or observant or anything, don't lie to yourself, bro. Do not lie to yourself. It's like it sets you back a million years. You'll be lying to yourself. It's just pointless. It's pointless. Really pointless. And I want to say, you have to be self-aware. The thing about being self-aware is like, don't lie to yourself. Understand what's going on in your life, then you cannot make compromises and changes and stuff like that. I can get angry today and be like, okay, why am I angry? I'm self-aware to know that, okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm not going to lie to myself that, okay, it's that person's fault. No, I'll be like, okay, this is what I'm angry. I'm angry because I feel that she shouldn't be doing this, but she's doing this. That's why I'm angry. And the problem is for me. So I need to do this. To make sure that I don't get angry in a certain situation again. That's simple. It's not even that hard. Simple. Just tell yourself the truth. Not like if you're shaming yourself. If you're telling yourself the truth in front of everyone, that could be like shameful. But you're telling yourself the truth in front of yourself, like, what's the shame, bro? Where's the shame? I can't find it, bro. You need to be honest with yourself. You need to be observant. You need to observe your surroundings and see what's going on. Talk to yourself. Be self-aware. Stuff like that. And then I think I talked about that purpose will be something from where you like. But then the also thing about purpose, first of all, is that your purpose has to be kind of endless, right? It's just like saying now that my purpose, I want to set my purpose as I want to dedicate my life to making $1 million, right? Purpose is still kind of like dedicating your life to something, right? Dedicating your life to something, right? So if I say I want to dedicate my life to $1 million, right? When I eventually make $1 million, my life doesn't have any meaning, because that was what I made my purpose in life. That was what I made my reason to wake up every day for, to make $1 million. When I make $1 million, there's no reason to live anymore. What is the point of living anymore? You don't know. Right? So your purpose has become kind of endless. Now, my own personal purpose, and I'll share it with you. My purpose is to create things that impact people. Very simple. It's just a very simple thing. Create things that impact people. It's very broad. It could mean anything. I could be taking pictures that impact people. I could make music that impacts people. I could create programs that impact people. Create stuff, products, whatever, that impact people. I could be making podcasts that impact people. But you can see it's not only broad, but then it's endless. Something that I could be creating every day. I could create my entire life. And then I'm always like, I have something to wake up for. It's to create stuff, right? So you can see that your purpose has to be kind of endless, right? In some sort of way, shape, or form. It has to have no end to it. It has to be running forward. Because the thing about human beings, we love to solve problems, right? One problem after another. Okay, I think that's not a valid point. And then, if you can notice something, is that a man's purpose is always bigger than himself, right? People that succeed in life, everybody that has like these big names, their purpose or what they accomplished was always something bigger than themselves, right? For you to be remembered in history, like as one of the greats or whatever, you must have done something bigger than yourself. If we look at Nelson Mandela, bigger than himself, we look at Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, bigger than themselves. We look at people like Steve Jobs, bigger than himself, right? If you kind of look at the trend of people that they remember so greatly, not only did they create stuff, they impacted people's lives, and most of what they did was bigger than themselves. Right, you want your purpose to be bigger than. So if I say I want to create stuff that impacts people, bigger than myself, right? It's bigger than myself, and I'm creating stuff that is touching people's lives every day. People enjoy it. People are listening to it. It impacts people's lives, whatever. The purpose is bigger than myself, right? So you want it to be bigger than yourself. It mostly comes down to self improvement. Right, when you get into that self-improvement space of trying to be better every day, you kind of discover your purpose. And then the funny thing about it is that you have to not only discover your purpose but actually pursue it. You cannot discover your purpose and just be like, okay, I'm gonna start in 2 years, and you know, this is too stressful for me. I will start in 2 years or 3 years, and you know, everything will be fine. Of course, it's not going to be fine. Okay, you want to discover the purpose and actually pursue it, because that's the reason you wake up every day. Literally the reason you wake up every day. It's okay to flex it, it's okay to like rest a little. You don't need to work every day. Forget the whole work culture, working every day. I guess it's kind of to a specific level. You want to kind of know what you're doing, that you might just work like 1 hour a day or 2 hours a day, but you want to know that what you're doing is actually meaningful to the project or what you're doing, something like that. Yeah. So you would have to follow a guideline to it, because then freedom without rules has no meaning. Like if they say one day that okay, everybody is free in the world, no societal construct, whatever, no culture, no society, this person should do this, no courtesy, no tradition, no values, everything. Everybody should be free. I'll give you, like, everybody can be excited, but I'll give you a year, and all human beings on this earth will feel meaningless. Like, what is the point of living if there are no rules to follow? Because human beings, like, we are, we like human beings to follow rules, or we are social creatures, and then in society, society has to approach in some kind of way. There's a hierarchy in this food chain, top of the food chain, lower the food chain, whatever. So specific rules are supposed to follow and stuff like that to maintain the hierarchy or whatever. So just maintain society in general. And then, just like your purpose, you have specific rules to follow to maintain your purpose. I personally, will I say philosophy? I wouldn't say philosophy though, because then it wasn't even because of my purpose I said, okay, let me become a philosopher. It wasn't actually that. It was just my curiosity for knowledge. I guess it was my curiosity for knowledge. I was like, okay, I just have to know more than I know today. And then tomorrow, I'm like, I have to know more than I know. Yesterday, and then it's just like this burning curiosity in your mind, and just this burning curiosity in your soul, right? I guess that's what brought me to philosophy, because philosophy just it just broadens your mind, it explains love, and it explains most of what I'm curious about, and that's like life in general, like existential questions, that's what philosophy lies, right? So that's why. I would say that philosophy gives a kind of structure. To be honest with you, I don't think you've noticed though, but then most of what I say on this podcast, like some philosophy, I don't come and be quoting like a philosopher or anything for you, but then most of what I'm saying, or most of what you hear will impact your life, I got it from philosophy personally. From philosophy, from observations, from my own theory, from reading, from listening to people, life experiences, whatever. But then philosophy is a part of it, so it's not that all black and white. Philosophy can be anything, like soft, and just be like, do this, do that. It's okay, right? So I guess that's it for me too. That's actually it for me. I don't know if the episode will be longer, right? And that's fine. That's actually fine. It's good. So that's it for me. That's the script. I hope you enjoyed it. Personally, I wanted to say something about passion. I love to tell people about life. I love to explain why I learn from philosophy or just life in general. I love to talk to people about life or just existential questions. I like to rub minds to people, hear what they have to say, just improve my knowledge every day, right? And I would say that the podcast is kind of like a passion stuff for me. I wouldn't say it's passion now because I've added discipline to it. Because if I would say passion, I'd be like, okay, this is what I'm doing. That's sometimes that. Right now, personally, because me personally, I don't like to talk at all. I don't like to say much. I'm usually the observing guy. I'm like shaking my head guy, thumbs up guy. Instead of me telling you, yeah, that's fine, I don't give a thumbs up like. I don't like to talk much, right? And then I don't like to talk much, but I'm doing like one hour episodes, right? It's because personally, right now I don't feel like recording an episode. But then I discipline myself that okay, today I have to record an episode. Today I have to record an episode. I have to do it, right? So if I was like going according to feeling, I'd be like, okay, I'm not feeling like it today. Before you hear an episode, it'd be like 3 or 4 months, right? So you just have to discipline yourself. I have to discipline myself. Like, okay, I want to record an episode today, and then I'm going to edit it and I'm going to upload it for you guys. So that is it to share that with you. And I hope you guys enjoyed the short form content I just recorded. So although the short form content is still the same thing, I still have to force myself to record the episodes. I wouldn't say force myself, I'll say like I have to discipline myself to record the episodes, because then I don't like saying much. But then I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you actually enjoyed it. So I enjoyed the episode, guys. I enjoyed like saying stuff with you guys. Tell me what you think about it. Your host Joba doing me, Joba are doing me. And I guess I'll see you around. See you next one. The next 2 ones, next 3 ones. Peace. Cheers. Stay safe. And I want you to sit down and ask yourself, like, didn't need to be that serious, dude, because then I've been trying this to be super serious. But then this one's asked yourself, like, I guess there should be more I should be doing. Yeah, but I guess I don't know. Honestly, I didn't. Take care of yourself for you. Take care of yourself for you. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Peace.